Welcome to CFRI Cystic Fibrosis Community Voices, a video podcast series created by and for the cystic fibrosis community.
Hi, my name's Amy Chang Radosovich. Everyone just calls me Amy C. Rad. So I am the Pound Pro or Pound instructor for the CF Online Pound class. And I'm also the co-owner of a studio called BMI Fitness in Santa Clara, California. I first learned about cystic fibrosis and CFRI through my friend Jessica Martins. She's on the board of CFRI, so 1 year she asked me if I would come to the CF retreat to teach a pound class to the CF community that comes to the retreat. What I found really inspiring when I taught the pound class there was I see people, they're all at different stages of the illness, but everyone was so positive and grateful and happy to be there. And when I taught the class, everyone just participated fully to challenge themselves. And what I saw was not sick people. What I saw was just a great community that came together to have a great time playing, pretend drums, and also to music. What makes Pound special? How much time do you have? what makes Pound special? First of all, definitely the community. So we're actually a program that is in over 70 countries, and we have, I think, 17,000 instructors all over the world. And within the community of instructor and the people who take class, we call them our Pound Posse. We have a very strong local community as well as an online community. So when you go on our Facebook group or Instagram, whenever you see posts about our classes, our students, our instructors, everything is very positive and supportive of each other. So the community is amazing. The company is actually run by an all-female company. And so for me, that's like total girl power there. And the other thing about our program that's unique is very body positive, because sometimes on social media and the fitness world in general, a lot of times people are more concerned about how they look. But in Pound, we really want to emphasize this more about how your body feels and how it can perform and pretty much get us to places and help us really enjoy and experience life. So that's super special. And then going beyond that, the workout itself, we combine amazing music, really safe and effective and fun movements along with these drumsticks, right? Drumming. So it's a really kind of creates a whole addictive, sweat dripping, fun kind of class that is great for your mind, your body, as well as bringing out your inner rock star. So if I want to geek out a little bit here, in terms of the mind aspects, research has shown that things with a strong beat can alter the brainwave frequency. And when it does that, it helps improve blood flow to the brain and then help us focus and make better decisions. So that's one definitely pro. The other thing is things with a rapid beat have been proven to help reduce pain and delay fatigue, so we can actually work out harder, longer, without even realizing it. Also, both drumming and exercise have been correlated with the boosting the secretion of all the feel-good hormones like endorphins, serotonin, oxytocin, dopamine. So I was thinking that, hey, if both exercise and drumming do that, so if you combine the two, it's almost like a double dose of mood boosting happiness hormone. So why not get on board with that, right? From a body perspective, these little bad boys here, they're called rib sticks. So what it does is actually, this serves an extension to the limb, right? So now, when I move my arms, I'm going to create more instability in our body. So now your core is going to be working harder And also when you have some holding something in your arms make you want to move your arms more, so you end up getting a better workout overall. All the movements, if you've participated in Pound or in the future, what you got to look forward to is that you get to work your body's balance, flexibility, muscle endurance, as well as also amazing cardiovascular benefits. So that's in terms of the body. In terms of bringing out your inner rock star, I don't know, so many people that I've met seem to have this secret desire of wanting to be a drummer, right, at some point in their lives. So this kind of fulfills that little dream without having to do real drum lessons. And I found that when you give people things to hit with, it's like a great release, and people seriously think that like they are the star to a rock show. So it brings out people's alter ego, allow people to really let loose and have a good time while getting exercise and benefiting their body at the same time. Yeah, what makes Pound a great choice for people with CF or people in general is that our program, we really want to focus on one of our motto is any age, any stage. So we really want to adapt the workout to people no matter where they come from, right, in their life. So pretty much people of all ages and ability level and health conditions should be able to benefit from the workout. So we've created a lot of ways to adapt the movement so that it will fit no matter people's condition. Even people in wheelchairs can do it. And I've seen it live, right, at the CF retreat. I have people who look apparently healthy but has CF to people who are hooked up to an oxygen tank sitting in a wheelchair. We were all able to rock out together and have a good time. So in our training program, when we train our instructors, we also really emphasize how to adapt the movement to different populations. So to accommodate for people who might be having trouble with the Pound Fit routines, first of all, the biggest thing is the intensity is really gauged by the range of motion we use. So if I raise these sticks all the way up and bring it all the way down, that would be more intense if I only bring it partially, right? So in Pound, we basically say, hey, whether you drum all the way down to the mat or you just want to be an air drumming rock star, you are totally welcome to do that. So by changing the range of motion, it will really allow an individual to challenge themselves at the appropriate level. The other thing is the speed of the movement. So there are routines that have more, that have faster movements and more complex routines, and there are also routines that are simpler and slower. And as instructor, we can always choose to not speed something up if we feel like the individuals taking class at the time are not ready for it yet. So there's definitely a lot of different modifications we can use to basically adapt it to people that might be having trouble with the movements. So the experience of teaching the online class, I'm not going to lie, in the beginning we had some technical glitches to work out in terms of sound and also internet connection, the Wi-Fi and stuff like that. But outside of all the technical glitches, once we've sorted that out, it was a very fun and rewarding experience for me personally and hopefully for the people who took the class. Because what it did was it allowed people from all over the country or potentially all over the world to participate all at the same time in the comfort of their own home, so they don't have to worry about going anywhere. And then also, even though we're not all live in the same room together, but we were still able to see each other move to the music and participate at the same time. And I think for the community themselves, it was fun to see other people who are sort of in the same boat you are and then all having fun and maybe even meeting people, even though virtually, from all different parts of the United States and the world. So the range of states that people are taking class from definitely spans from the East Coast to the West Coast. I think there were actually a couple international people who also registered for the course. And I think any given week is probably about 5 to 6 people. The course capacity was actually 25 and it was to capacity. But I know that with CF, you know, every week is unpredictable. So people, whenever they're feeling good, they're coming to class. And the awesome thing is a lot of times when people can't make it to class, they would shoot us an email to let us know the reason why they can't make it to class. So I do feel like we were connected even though we were from all over, in all over the country. What I think helps to create the community in the virtual classes was the very first night that we got together, everyone got a chance to introduce themselves, let us know what their names are, where they are from, and what their connection with CF is. So just getting a little bit of the background and history on where people are coming from, that was great. And because this is like a private online class, so after every track and can always check in with the participants to see how everyone's feeling, I have the freedom to say, hey, let's repeat this song again if you feel like you are having trouble with it. And there are definitely more ideas because this is the first time we ran the class online. I was thinking in the future, we can definitely create even more community. We can start social media groups of people who are taking the class. And one very positive feedback I got from one of the participants, it's a mother-daughter family, and both of them were taking the class together. And the mom had told me at the end that she was, she said her daughter wouldn't say it, but her daughter was super happy that she saw someone else sort of similar age to her that also has CF, which she maybe had not had a chance to meet within her own community. So through this virtual community, she was able to meet someone that she feels like she can relate to. So that alone, I think, was very valuable. What I would say to someone who's contemplating about signing up for the CF online class, well, first of all, just do it, right? I mean, why not try something new? And hopefully based on everything I talked about earlier in terms of benefits and how we can still create a great community through the virtual class, that would already have pretty much got you sold. But what I also heard from some of the participants was that they said they were so glad that they signed up because it's a fun, new, engaging way for them to exercise that they didn't know about before. And they also said towards, after a few classes in, towards the end, they feel like they were really getting the moves down and were having a great time with it. So I don't know, right? Life is short, try something new. And who doesn't want to rock out to their own concert at home, right? And bring out your inner rock star. Like literally no one's watching you. You can be in your living room, you can be in your bedroom and just lip syncing, pretending like you're a rock star. So I don't know. It's not taking life so seriously and just having a good time trying a new experience, right? Because you got nothing to lose. So do it. The only thing I want to say is that I wish that after teaching the online class, I feel like I have a connection with all the people who are taking it, and I just sort of have this wish, secret wish, that one day I actually get to meet them in person, because I just was really appreciative of the time that they gave me. Because I know, let's say if you're in the East Coast, you're logging on, because our class is 6:15 in the evening, West Coast time. So if you're in the East Coast, you're logging on at like 9 something at night, so which is pretty late to be thinking about working out. So I was just super grateful for everybody who participated on a consistent basis throughout the 6 weeks.